This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
Kick it off and go with Scott. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, I've got a little bit of a weird problem. I'm 39 okay. years old.
All right.
And about 9 months ago, I started having, I started getting really tired after I ate. And after a few months of it kind of progressing, I went to my primary care physician, and she suggested that I go and be tested for sleep apnea, and I did that, and went through the whole deal and got on CPAP machine, and that's definitely helped my energy levels during the day, but the getting tired after I eat has continued to progress to the point to where, you know, I've been looking things up on narcolepsy and all kinds of things because
right.
it's that pronounced. I eat 30 minutes, 40 minutes later, I began to just sort of enter like a stupor, not euphoric or anything like that, but just kind of a stupor, and I just get extremely tired to the point where I have fallen asleep behind the wheel, and I just wondering, my doctor kind of seems to, she's checked my blood sugar levels and things like that. Really nothing going on there as far as she can tell. And I can kind of tell she's sort of at a loss. So thought maybe you could help.
You've checked your blood sugar? They've done all that?
Yeah. Yep.
And what did the number turn out for your blood sugar, for the glucose? Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact number. All I know is that she said that.
Normal.
Yeah, but it was normal. There was a couple of times when it was approaching, you know, the higher end of the range, but nothing she said to be, you know, concerned about.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of things. Now, there's brain chemistry that we have to look at. If the numbers of the blood sugar is fine, then there's a couple of other things that we want to look at. Brain chemistry is everything, and they're called neurotransmitters or brain chemicals. When you keep your neurotransmitters balanced, that's when you're going to feel steady and you're going to feel level. Okay? So when you eat sometimes, let me ask you this. What does a typical meal look like for you? Just give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a typical day.
Breakfast is usually some kind of honey oat cereal, granola bar, something simple like that. A lot of times, lunch is sandwich of some kind. Sometimes fast food, sometimes not. Dinner, some type of meat,
potatoes kind of deal.
Meat, potatoes kind of deal. I will tell you that it never seems to be affected. It never seems to change the outcome. What I eat or how much of it I eat. I've eaten salad with vinaigrette and eaten a small portion of it. Same thing.
Have you ever eaten a certain way for weeks at a time? Like, have you ever?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay. Here's the deal. All right. If you, a lot of times when you check blood sugar levels and everything's fine, so that means they're not, there's not a, a system issue, meaning your pancreas are not working properly and that kind of thing. Whenever you have that type situation, you always want to go back and you always want to look at food allergies, and you also want to look at how the body's responding to certain things like inflammation in the body. And so when you eat certain foods, such as grains, which I talk about a lot, and that's what you just told me. You eat cereal for breakfast, you know, typically. Then you have a sandwich for lunch, which is bread, which has gluten in it. And I talk a lot about that. But literally, when you have issues where you can't keep your eyes open after a meal, there's always either a blood sugar issue going on, neurotransmitter instability, or you're eating foods and you have food allergies and don't even know it. And it's causing your body to go into this stupor that you're talking about, which is actually really common. So here's what I would propose to you first. Do you sleep well at night, by the way?
Since I got the CPAP, I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What I would do first and foremost, get started with those basics and see how your body responds, and then let me know. Either email me or call me back here on the show. Seriously, in about 2 weeks, call me and let me know how you're doing. And that's the big thing, because your blood sugar's fine, definitely. You got something going on, I think, with food allergies, and it just needs to almost be like an elimination type deal on your diet, and then we'll see things really, really change. Thanks for the call, man. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
I called you about a month and a half ago with problems. I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I was taking a blood pressure medicine and a statin drug for the cholesterol, and I was suffering crippling joint pain where I couldn't even walk anymore. I stopped taking the statin drug. I switched to your non-inflammatory diet. I started taking probiotics. Been doing that now since then. All I eat is chicken, fish, and vegetables.
How you feel?
I feel a whole lot better. Well, there was other problems that I had that I never spoke about. I had bloating problems. After I ate, I would just blow up like a balloon. And as soon as I stopped, it was not right away, but soon after stopping eating anything with grain, any kind of red meat, the bloating went away completely. I couldn't believe how much of a drastic change it was.
That's fantastic.
It was pretty good. So I've been listening to you every night, and I hear you talking about the cod liver oil. I mean, I eat a lot of fish, too, mostly fish more than chicken. And I decided to try, you know, adding the cod liver oil in. I got it the other night. I tried taking it, and I couldn't even get a spoonful down. And I barely, once I did get it down, I couldn't keep it down. I actually forced all my kids to take one just to test them out first. And every one of the kids almost threw up from it. And they all complained about it all day long, that they couldn't stand it, that they could taste it all day long. And when I tried it, I had the same problem. So I'm wondering, my question is, since I'm eating so much fish, I do take a multivitamin, I take the probiotics. Do I really need the cod liver oil? I mean, is it really what I need? Most of the fish I eat is cod. I do eat other kinds of fish too, but I eat a lot of cod. I eat cod almost every other day now.
Yeah, Dave, it is important, and it's important for your kids too. Did you get an unflavored cod liver oil, the real bad smelling tasting kind?
Yeah, I got the regular.
Do me a favor. Call my health store tomorrow and get an order cod liver oil for your family. It's orange flavored. It's made with a rosemary flavoring to it. It tastes very, very good. I had it formulated, and your kids will have no problem with this whatsoever. Literally. It tastes great. It's one of the, of course, I'm partial to it because I had it made, but it's one of the best versions I've seen, and it's mercury-free. That's a big key that you have to watch out with cod liver oil, is the mercury content, and of course, the taste, which you're dealing with right now. But it tastes really great, if you can believe that cod liver oil tastes great. Get a bottle of that dried out and let me know. But get the kids. Don't you dare take those kids off of it. It's perfect for their brains. Really important. 888-283-7272.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with tonight? What's your health challenge? Is it diabetes, maybe heart disease, a little arthritis, maybe fibromyalgia? Whatever it is, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Your body was designed not to fail. Your body was designed to thrive. That's what we want to help you do. Common sense health is what this whole thing is all about. And we're going to kick it off and go with Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling tonight because I've been suffering with hives for the last 2 months.
Okay.
I just break out with the hives. I outbreak. I do have high blood pressure. I'm on 25 milligrams of Lipressa.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor, I've been to the hospital. They've given me Benadryl. They gave me prednisone. But it comes back every night or during the day. I'll have a hive outbreak. And last night, I had to go to the emergency room because my throat was closing.
My goodness.
So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But we got to figure out what that is. So, Carolyn, let me ask you a couple things. It's only been going on for a period of time, but it's gotten worse recently, right? Carolyn? So it's gotten worse recently? Okay, I think we're having an issue here with the phone. Well, let me just address your question,
hello?
Carolyn, overall. Carolyn, you with us? All right, we're having an issue with the phone here. Let's put that on hold. Carolyn, what I was talking with you about, we were simply, you're wanting to know about the hives. And let's talk about that. If you're getting to a place where your throat's closing down and that sort of thing, and you're having to go to the hospital, you have to step back and look at a couple of things. You're having typically a histamine reaction that's causing the closing in the throat, and that's the first thing that needs to be addressed. Why is that happening? Well, there's two things you want to do whenever you're having a major histamine reaction or any type of reaction where your body is responding in that manner. The first is you want to come off of all wheat products. Now, this sounds simple. It almost sounds too simple. But literally, the body can have such a reaction when you're dealing with this that it can cause things like you're dealing with, Carolyn, as far as the throat closing down and that sort of thing. So the first place we always start is, of course, there's medications you can take, and you can take histamine blockers, and you can do all of that and get things managed to where you can function. But it's not going to get to the root of the issue long term. So, Carolyn, the one thing you want to do is to make sure that you come off of wheat products and also cow milk dairy products. And why is that? Those are the top two foods that create allergies, major allergies, within the body. It's kind of like this. It's kind of like if for someone, let's talk about allergies for a second. If someone is eating the wrong kind of foods and the body develops food allergies, then you have the food allergy going on. It creates histamine in the body, a histamine response, creating more mast cells or basophils. Those are the actual cells themselves. And you create the histamine response, and let's say you get out around cat dander or pollen. Now, the theory is that, well, you're just allergic to it, but really is that? Because if you already have a lot of histamine in the body, then you're going to be more allergic to your surroundings, such as molds and pollens and things like that, rather than if you didn't have a huge histamine reaction going on in the body, then your body wouldn't be responding as poorly to those outside allergens. And the same can be true with hives. Now, there can be mental stressors that's going on. There can be emotional stressors that are going on that's triggering that. And there can be just regular chemical reactions. But typically, there's an excess histamine. So those are the top two things I would eliminate from your overall diet, Carolyn. And that's going to help out to see exactly what's causing that. Literally, come off of anything that has flour in it and any type of dairy product, except for goat's milk dairy, you can handle that. But you want to do that for a period of about 8 weeks and see how your body responds. The other thing is you can take milk thistle. Milk thistle works very well with the liver and cutting down on any type of toxic reaction, also with any type of excess histamine reaction. And also what works very, very well is ionic boron, which is a mineral, and also they have what's called cat's claw, and it works very well with allergies as well. So those are several things that are beneficial and that can help reduce the histamine reactions that you're dealing with. But get started on that, and then call me back here maybe in a week or so and let me know how you're doing, and we'll go from there, Carolyn, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to, is it Julio? Did I say that right?
That's right, yeah.
Julio, welcome. How can I help, man?
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to a friend. Last week he was diagnosed with Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. I've never heard of it until he got it. And, you know, he's been to the doctor, so he's been, the doctor prescribed him some medication. And I was just calling to find out if there's anything, you know, he could do diet-related to...
Well, what are they... How's he doing right now? Is the palsy still activated?
Yes, you know, he can't talk. You know, he's got a lot of difficulty speaking and like eating, and he's got like some pain.
How bad is the pain?
Well, I'd say that he can't like talk, like hold a conversation or something. Now he's out.
Okay. Well, the good news is that typically Bell's palsy tends to resolve. That's
right.
The good thing. And it's typically caused by herpes virus. Did they tell him that?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did. All right. So he knows that the herpes virus is activated, and it's usually the same one that caused the cold sores. That's the herpes simplex virus.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the one that, you know, people typically get on their lip or something like that. And it's a temporary weakness and paralysis. So the good news is that typically it will subside. And there's one thing he can do, vitamin B6. There's different versions of vitamin B6, but vitamin B6 in the version of pyridoxine works very well. And also the omega-3 oils like cod liver oil is really important. Probably a tablespoon in the morning, a tablespoon in the evening is really, really beneficial. But the vitamin B6 works like a charm when you're dealing with Bell's palsy. And the biggest thing is, you know, along with the medication, of course, L-lysine, which is an amino acid, can help because it's antiviral. Really big help. Julio, thanks, though, and let me know how he's doing or have him give me a call here on the show. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the President got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Let's kick it off with Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey there. Thank you for taking my call, boy.
You got it, buddy. How can I help?
You see, I got my son was attacked by a raccoon the other day. He's only 12 years old. I think that raccoon might have had rabies. And figuring that he's so young and everything, I thought that might be, I need to know what herbs would be helpful.
Okay. For dealing with rabies, right?
I'm not sure if he has it or not, but that raccoon that attacked him, he was wild. He was staggering all over the place and foaming.
Yeah, okay, so here's the bottom line. The raccoon attacked him, right?
Yes, sir. He was out playing in the woods.
He was out playing in the woods and got bit?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then has he gone to see a doctor at all?
Not yet. It happened today, and I wasn't sure, but I listened to your show, and you seem pretty dependable for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and here's the deal. You need to go to the doctor, like yesterday. Let's talk about vitamins and minerals, and let's talk about healthy lifestyle on this one. Like, literally, you need to just go to the doctor and get completely checked out. That's not something to play around with. Yeah, because that could turn into something that's really, really not great. And so,
he can't get through on his own.
No, you need to go see a doctor, without a doubt. They need to check him out, because if there is an infection, like literally, that's not one of those things where you take ionic silver and that kind of thing. You want to actually there's going to have to be probably some medical intervention on that, no doubt. So just go get checked, or go have him get checked. Either way, it's going to be the best thing to do. And then once he gets treated, then we can talk, all right? But you don't want to play around with that anyway. That's something that's pretty serious that needs immediate attention, because that could turn into something if, indeed, the raccoon had any type of situation like rabies or whatnot. It's just always good to get that looked at, okay? Thanks for the call, my friend. That when you're talking about health, it's talking about other people, too, and encouraging them and empowering them to live the life that they were designed to live. So how are we doing that? How do we make that happen? That's what we want to talk about. And if on the show, we also have health coaches that are available, and you can call and set up sessions with them. We have that available during the day, during the week, actually, Monday through Friday. If you miss things on the show, that you can call and talk to them about, set things up with them. We have appointments that you can make and all things that we can do to serve you in the best way possible. But I want to talk a little bit tonight, too, about there's an article talking about how cutting salt can prevent almost 500,000 heart attacks. So there's a government study. There was a new initiative to cut down on sodium consumption just by 10%, how it could save thousands of lives and billions of dollars. Cutting salt reduces blood pressure, this article says, and is a key factor in contributing to heart attacks and stroke. But per person, on average, is a very small decrease in blood pressure when you do that. But over large populations, that they saw a significant reduction in cardiovascular disease, and it cut on savings. So this new study and report strongly supports the conclusion that concerted national effort to reduce sodium in processed foods would save hundreds and thousands of lives at minimal cost. Well, that's kind of like one of those duh things that we know. But salt is not bad. Salt can be bad for you, but sodium, natural sodium, is not so much. So we have to look at processed foods. I just say eliminate the processed food. The processed foods is about getting the right kind of nutrients, and that's so important. Like things such as our adrenal glands, our body's stress glands, function off of the proper amount of sodium levels. Now, you get natural sodium from things like celery. Celery is one of the best natural forms of sodium to get some sodium in the diet. Now, when you have heart disease, this article is really good. The premise behind it is good, but it's more table salt that you can eliminate versus keeping those natural sources of sodium from green vegetables and celery. Really, that's some of the best bet. You do want to keep those levels up for optimum health and for your energy levels. You'll notice when you eat some natural sodium that your energy levels will improve and increase, and that makes a big, big difference in our overall health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you. I'm just lucky enough that when I get off at night, I can listen to you on the way home.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Great to talk with you, man. What can I do to help?
You mentioned beets for occasional constipation. My question is, can you get canned beets? Okay, is that okay? Because I don't even know where I can get regular, you know, fresh beets.
Yeah, Jerry, you could typically get the fresh beets at the grocery store. They typically have them, you know, like a Kroger or a Publix, something like that. But you know, I'm a big fan. Here's the pecking order. All right, fresh number one. Frozen, number two. Canned, number three.
Okay.
So that's the pecking order. If you've got to choose, that's the healthiest order. So frozen is the next best thing to fresh, because it's pretty much fresh. It's just frozen. And then canned is probably the third, because they do put some preservatives and things in the fluid that sits in those cans. And that's the thing you want to avoid if you can. If you do get the can, wash them off as best you can. But again, if you just get the beets in your body, that's what's going to work. It's the red dye that's in the beets themselves that gets the small intestine moving. And when you get the small intestine moving, it triggers the bowel and the sphincter muscles and all that kind of stuff. So that's what you need to do to make it happen. All right. But go ahead. I'm with you.
One other comment I want to make. A lady was talking about the hives and the itching. I had a problem for a year, like it drove me crazy. I'd go home and get in the shower and just stand in the water because I was itching all over. And I found out I'm allergic to copper. and I had a gold chain and they alloyed copper with the gold, right?
That's right.
And that was causing the reaction in my body, and with a quit wearing that chain, it went away. It like drove me crazy for a year, and I thought about all the dyes and soaps and shampoos and all that stuff, but it was that doggone chain. Now, I could wear it for an hour or two with no problem, but see, I was wearing it 24 hours a day, and it was about driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, it makes a big difference, and when you're looking at heavy metals and even light metals like that, they can make a big difference, and if you do have any type of copper excess, which is what that would be, you would get that from wearing the chain or any type of alloy. Zinc is the antagonist of that, or zinc's the opposite. So if you start taking some zinc, it'll pull down on those copper levels. But, you know, I think what she had is a histamine reaction going on in her digestive tract. So that's a good thought as far as the copper. When copper does get in excess, it can cause issues with hives and itching of the skin and excess dryness of the skin. So those are some things that definitely are good to look into. But it's funny how just the smallest things like that can make the biggest difference. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Tim. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Yes, my name is Tim. I'm 39 years old. A few months ago, I was diagnosed with tinnitus. I had a ringing in my ear. Actually, it was coming from the head, and I saw a specialist, and they pretty much say that it's from exposure to machines, lawnmowers, etc. My question for you is, what are your thoughts on some of these advertisements that I hear on the radio for herbal supplements? Will it help?
As far as the tinnitus goes?
Yes.
Well, it depends. What ear are you having the tinnitus in?
What ear?
Are you having it on one side more than the other?
Actually, it's in the head. It's actually in the head. The doctors have asked me that. It's not distinctly in the ear. It's I guess how the brain processes, or you know, the damaged sound from the ear.
So you're just having it more in the dead center of your head is where it feels like, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
It's not localized into one side. Yeah,
no,
I got it.
Not.
Yeah, I got it. And it started when?
About 7 or 8 months ago.
Okay. And nothing have they put you on some medications and things to try to help, and nothing really worked?
No, doctors have told me that when the little hair follicles in the ear are damaged, it's pretty much irreversible, and that there aren't medications to treat it.
It depends. That is a true statement, that once the hair follicles gets damaged, that the little cilia they it's hard to get that to regenerate. That is a true statement. The other thing is that a lot of times there is a deficiency in the body that can cause the constant tinnitus. Now, here's kind of the rule of thumb. If it's in the left ear, it's usually a manganese deficiency. If it's in the right ear, it's typically a gluten allergy associated with wheat products like breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, and that kind of thing. And so one of the first things you want to do is you want to eliminate all the wheat products from your diet completely. And then add in manganese. You can take about just a little bit. It doesn't take much, probably 100 milligrams twice a day of an ionic manganese, which is a liquid manganese, and that can produce really good results and make a huge difference in your overall health. So it's when you're dealing with the tinnitus. So those are a couple things that I would look at doing for at least, I would say, about 3 or 4 weeks and see how your body responds. And then you can call me back here on the show if you don't see any results, and we can go from there. But typically, especially just when the dead center of the head, I would go that route for both of those and see how things respond. All right, thanks for the call, my friend. 888-283-7272. Phil from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm trying to get back into a workout routine. What should my initial goals be? I'll tell you what, we're going to go into this break. We'll talk about this when we come out of it. Phil from Tulsa, Oklahoma, wanting to know about getting back into a workout routine and what to do, what kind of goals you should set, and what's the best way to do this. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Going to the break, talking with Phil from Tulsa, Oklahoma, reading an email, and he wrote, I'm trying to get back into a workout routine. What should my initial goals be? It's a great question because people are always wanting to know about working out, getting into fitness. Should I work out every single day? What should my goals be? And this is what I always say. Start small. Start with the small goals that you know you're going to accomplish. Because here's the myth about exercise. People think that more is better. It's not. Less is actually better when you're dealing with a workout routine or an exercise routine. You know, in just 15 minutes, you can produce the same amount of workout results as you can in an hour. If it's done with high intensity, that means that you go as pretty much as hard as you can with some short, brief rest periods in that time. It's about maximizing everything within your body, the hormone systems of the body. You can get just as much stimulation almost as you can in doing 30 or 45 minutes in 15 minutes. Now, does that say mean that your workouts need to only be 15 minutes? No, I think it's good to have a good, you know, time that you do some cardiovascular activity or you go ride a bike or you get on a treadmill and run if you like to do that, whatever you want to do. But I think the goals should be short term. Don't go for things that are unrealistic. It's better to go to the gym or go do your workout routine 30 minutes or so a day, 5 days a week or 4 to 5 days a week, than to go 2 days a week and go for 2 hours at a time. It's better to have that daily result and that daily effort because that builds up in your health account, as I like to call it. And once you build that health account, that's where you can plan for retirement with your health. It's those little daily deposits that we make every single day. So that's my recommendation to you. When you're dealing with a new workout routine, what should your goals be? Your goals should be working out or doing some form of activity 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, spreading it out however you like. Take 2 full days off of rest to let your body regenerate and recuperate. And even 4 days is good. But five is put, that's the tops. You shouldn't do more than 5 a week. And enjoy yourself. Get plenty of rest. But mix it up. Do some weight training, resistant exercise. Do some cardiovascular activity. And even do yoga on a day if you want to. I mean, it's a great way. You're still actively doing something, but it's still in more of a rested state, too, so it's almost like an active form of rest, yoga is. But there's a lot of great things you can do as far as your activity. The big thing is get moving and do it on a regular basis. And make the goals where you're not going to fail. Make the goals where it's impossible to fail. If you know that you enjoy riding your bike, then go ride your bike. Mix it up a little bit, but do the things that you know you're going to do. Don't go try to go to the gym and bench press 200 pounds if you're miserable and you don't like going to a gym. Do the things you enjoy doing so you'll stick to that and you continue making that a part of your regular day. 888-283-7272. This is On Call and we're going to go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
How are you, buddy?
Living well, man. What's up?
Hey, calling you from Ringgold. I don't think you know a little bit of part of
Ringgold,
that.
Georgia. Oh, yeah. Know all about
yes,
Ringgold.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I got a two-part question, but let me shoot on the most important one first. My mom is currently hospitalized in a hospital here that you would be well familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
But she has leukemia.
That's
smart. AML.
Right.
Is that right?
Myelodysplastic
dysplasia. Okay.
That's right.
Not doing well at all. She went to, the first doctor she went to was an oncologist. Did not catch it. Completely misdiagnosed for the first 6 months. Got her to go to a different doctor the very day she walked in. They hospitalized her.
Okay.
She's been there since. She's been there like 3 weeks now. She's having a very hard time. They're having to give her blood and platelets every single day. They think because her platelets were so low, it might have caused it, but she has some bleeding in her frontal lobe and had a minor stroke. My question to you is, you know, we're all about, I know AML, you know, I've done my research on this. I know AML is one of the harder ones to treat.
It is.
Okay. What can she do other than she, you know, the conventional chemo and the thing? She went through 7 days straight of chemo. She's came off of it about 5 days ago. And she.
How's she doing? How's she doing right now?
Well, she is not too well, I wouldn't think. I mean, the doctor every morning, you know, he says she's doing as well as she can be expected. You probably would know her doctor here, but I'm not going to put names out. But
it's okay.
He says that she's doing, you know, she's doing as well as can be expected. But, you know, like her white blood cell count, I think this morning was 0.4. Her, you know, her red blood count, it stays in the range of around 7, and they have to continually give her blood and maybe get it up to 8, and then it falls again. Her platelets are low. Everything is low. I mean, as you can imagine, everything is low. And right now, she just doesn't seem to be rebounding. And, I, you know, she had a bone marrow today. I haven't heard back from that yet. Don't really know, you know, where they're going to go from here yet, you know, and haven't got the results of whether she's going to go through more chemo or whether they're actually going to achieve remission. My question to you is, what are some of the things that she can be doing along with, you know, conventional medicine? What are some of the things that she can be doing that would help to fight this off?
All right. We're running to the end of the show, and I'll tell you this. There's one thing that's been shown nutritionally that can help with leukemia, and it goes against everything that I... It's funny. It goes against things that I teach. But soy products, but I mean real soy products like soy nuts and the most natural forms of soy can help. There's a product called Genistine, and it's an isoflavone that's in the soy, and it's in tempeh and soy nuts and that sort of thing. And it's also got a bioflavonoid called quercetin that's in the products that have anti-leukemia. It's the only cancer that it can work against. That can help. But anyway, that's my best bet with you right now. She needs to stay under standard care for the level that she's in right now, unfortunately. But just do everything the doctors tell you right now.
Puts another hour in the charts. Lifehacker producer guy, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.